The participants ate their dinners, sat down in their chairs, and then watched the teleconference screens at their respective sites. They listened as a panel of crime, public safety, and corrections professionals presented their views on crime in Minnesota. Professor James Tallon from St. Olaf College said the state spends over $1 billion annually in crime and justice-related matters, and yet there's an increasing need for more prisons. St. Paul Police Chief Bill Finney said the police must get away from a hook-and-book mentality and focus on crime prevention. The director of victim services in St. Louis County, Paul Gustad, said victims must get hip, heard, informed, and present in the criminal justice system. Then it was the 100-plus citizens' turn. Bill English spoke from Lucille's Kitchen in North Minneapolis.
Our legislators, including governors, consistently bow to the wishes of the NRA and refuse to listen to the overwhelming majority of us who want some form of gun control and definitely keeping guns out of the hands of children.
English said there needs to be serious consideration of difficult issues.
So I guess my question to the panel is this a viable approach to the reduction of violence both in the city, in cities and in rural areas? The last three school shootings that received nationwide notoriety were not children of color, and yet our news media continuously portrays most crime as the violent crime as the crime of black youth, black male youth in particular.
Once the teleconference ended, forum goers in each of their respective locations worked together to create questions for the gubernatorial candidates. In Mankato, the threads of crime intertwined with perceptions of race continued. Gary Plim has lived in South Central Minnesota for 20 years.
In the first 10 years that I lived here, I never seen or heard any business about gangs. I don't think my head was in the sand. I just didn't hear or see it. And there was not graffiti all over the signs and all over the bridges and what have you. And we didn't have to have a task force that dealt specifically with gang violence. In the second 10 years, more so the last five, these problems have cropped up. At the same time, we have had a more diverse people living in this town. Whether or not it's connected, I don't know, but it would make you surmise that, wouldn't it?
Some people say, well, yeah, you're saying that these people are coming and causing problems.
Orlis Kringler, once a social worker, is a customer service representative from St. Peter.
I don't see it so much as that as a problem as us people here, you know, whatever we may be, not being very inclusive. They have their own community, I guess, because of some of these problems and not being terribly welcoming. I see this as almost, what are we going to do as far as being good neighbors and being receptive and being welcoming?
Frustrated, the group scraps this hard question and moves on to others. After some discussion, the participants crafted their final questions for the gubernatorial candidates.
Domestic abuse is a huge problem in society. What, as a governor, would you do to change the situation for the better? And be specific.
We spend money educating children as early as kindergarten about drugs and a little later on AIDS and venereal disease, birth control, etc. While they are able to grasp right and wrong very early, why don't we have crime or prevention of it brought up in early grades?
Overall, the participants in Mankato, a white and largely Republican group, were pleased with their results. Citizen Gordon Hovde from Albert Lea said thinking about the issues now, long before the election, is the way to go.
I think it's nice to know that we're entering questions to the gubernatorial candidates before they go in, so I've got can get some questions to them to evaluate them as a candidate and as who I might vote for ahead of time, not afterwards they're in power and saying, well, I don't think you're doing a good job. Now I've got a chance to say, here's what I'd like you to answer, so I know I got some hopes you'll do a good job.
The next Citizens Forum on the governor's race will focus on poverty and welfare. Lynette Nyman, Minnesota Public Radio, St. Peter.